Greetings, everyone. Are you ready for an accelerated course in higher consciousness? This is how our global village will get ahead of the accelerated rate of change we are now seeing in the world. It won't be with the same consciousness that created the problems we see. It will be with a new consciousness that is now evolving with the angels of our better nature. Welcome to Cosmic Love. Have you ever considered what will happen when the language of cosmic love becomes common sense with a common language? Are you aware that this love language is, in fact, the learning process, the creative process, and the processes of consciousness at the quintessential foundation of self-governance? Think about that. Such a language of consciousness has the potential to involve and evolve our individual and collective consciousness. This is what cosmic love is all about, higher conscience. Give yourself a checkup from the neck up. What do you think will happen to your world and the world at large as we become more conscious of how we are conscious, both individually and collectively? I'll give you a big hint. Take a good look at the worldwide web of consciousness that the internet has created. Consider this new net reality for what it truly is, a global revolution in higher consciousness. The instant, everywhere, interactive internet has eliminated space and time. We're all connected in a global village now. All knowledge is at your fingertips. Knowledge power as never before known to humanity. But where's the cosmic love, you may ask? There's a new net reality shaping the consciousness of humanity. Freedom to know better and the opportunity to do better has far outpaced the ability of our core institutions to keep up with the revolutionary capabilities for all humanity. That's what the internet represents, the evolving consciousness of humanity, the collective consciousness of humanity, and the collective future of humanity. That's where cosmic love comes in. Any good metaphysician with his finger on the pulse of humanity could tell you that. If you step out of the box of contemporary groupthink and if you become an objective observer of the evolutionary ascent of net reality caused by the internet, you will not only see a huge wave of change coming, but also the nature of that change and the role that cosmic love will play in change events. There is a natural evolutionary path to these changes. Cosmic love is a blueprint for that change. It always has been. But humanity is just beginning to grasp the multidimensional consciousness required to navigate the vast, uncharted realm of inner space, the internet, at the heart of the internet. This is the new global village consciousness that is defining the collective conscience of humanity. Let's get real. Net reality is what we make it. Where do you think it's going? How do you think we'll get through the birth pangs of a new world being born? Are you ready for the next big thing in the computer internet revolution? Would you agree that the best way to predict the future is to create it? Cosmic love is the answer to these questions. All I ask is that you listen and learn. See how you can catch the biggest wave of opportunity in history. I'll explain how you can ride that wave for phenomenal win-win benefits for yourself and all humanity. Those hearing this are obviously computer literate, so connect the dots. Get a grip on the net reality of global connection with the benefits of cosmic love. Someone has to do it. May it begin with us, united sovereigns in a united state of cosmic love. Always victory when we love enough, keep the faith, get the vision, embrace the virtue, make the vow, and claim the victory of cosmic love in your world and the world at large.
Greetings, every soul. This is Christopher for the show Saturday, March 28th, 2009. This is a call-in show. You can call in and cuss and discuss, hopefully with no offensive language, regarding the subject for today. It's going to be a little bit of a review of the last show we had, and that was regarding an overview of the 2012 portents. And website is archived on my Cosmic Love website. You can go and look at that. Today we're going to be discussing, rather than a 2012 overview, it's an economic overview. There's been a lot of material coming out, a lot of good material on the internet, a lot of disinformation and really confusing stuff in the mainstream media. And so I thought it would be a good time to at least anchor an understanding of some keynotes to what I really believe is in process with a revolution in higher consciousness, an awakening to both problem and solution. And a good way to get congruent on that is referencing some of the more enlightened articles on the internet, and I have some of them linked on my Cosmic Love website, and I'll be referring a lot to this article. It's called Reforming the Global Financial System, Flushing the Parasites. That link is on the BBS website. The copy that I've provided there with some excerpts at the top of the website, well, the top of the introduction of the show program. And you can peruse that perhaps while I'm talking or go back later if you haven't read it already. But that's the subject we're going to deal with from multiple perspectives because it really gets to the heart of the matter. You can have the best intentions in the world, and you can have people all over the world of an Aquarian bent that have the best intentions. And the pure at heart are out there. There's a critical mass of people with good intentions, pure intentions, and good plans for, you might say, implementing the golden rule law language for a golden age, the first principles of what Thomas Paine would have called common sense. And at the same time, you've got entrenched, organized corporate entities that have been consolidating and merging and concentrating their power to own and control the human and physical resources of the planet, and they're rather deeply entrenched, and we all know who they are, but to address the understanding of their intention, which is to maintain the status quo, which under corporate law puts profits of the shareholders before the public, the interests of the shareholders before the public whenever profits are at stake. And that is in direct conflict, of course, with constitutional law, which is of, by, and for the public's best interests. So we have this big dynamic in the economy right now, and there's different ways to approach it. One is from a more terrestrial perspective and trying to sort it out from just what's going on the surface, you might say the symptoms of a core dis-ease with this conflict of interest, almost like a cultural class warfare going on. And then you can look at it from a larger perspective of how, you know, we're in the universe and the universe is in us, and there's a big galactic shift going on in our universe, which was, as I mentioned before, the subject of the last show on the 2012 overview and the 2012 timeline. And I've included a really good update on these key events of this galactic perspective and the 2012 timeline events that have happened and are about to happen, and that's on the website. You can see that link with my show introduction. It's after the first section where it says, see also key events of the 2012 timeline. It's a really good website. A guy I had on the show here this last year, and Richard Presser, and his website, he's working with another host at BBS Radio and providing information for this website. And with the link there that you can go look at that, and it's a good overview of the whole history of galactic energies, the shifts, and what we can look forward to into 2012. So this larger perspective, and how that's, you might say, the larger context, which is reflexing or resonating with what's going on Earth, is the perspective that I've been focusing on a lot. Those who've been listening to the show know that the last several speakers who are archived, have archived shows, have written a couple books on 2012. I had William Henry on here about a month ago, and his show information is archived. An overview of that show is at the bottom of the of my website. I have a link on that, a little introduction to his show. And there was also some other people that Sriram and a couple that had a couple books on 2012 were on a couple weeks before William Henry, and are also sponsors of this Quantum Shift seminar that was just held out in California and is going across the country in Canada. Over this next year, they'll be having this Quantum Shift seminar, and they have been focusing on this issue. So it'd be great if someone out there who went to that Quantum Shift seminar out in California here back about a month ago, if you'd call in and give your perspective on that. I've been wanting to have someone on the show here regarding what went on there and what were some of the highlights, etc. Be interesting to hear from any of you out there that experienced that. At the same time, a lot of us are just concerned with the economy right now, and that we've got our nose to the grindstone and just looking how to survive come what may. So I would like to address that some today. I was going to have some information on pollen extract, Swedish pollen extract, which is the richest source of RNA and DNA for genetic repair and basically rebooting your genetic material with micronutrients that give it extraordinary vitality, vital force for detoxifying, building health. And that which builds health will prevent disease, and in therapeutic levels it will treat disease. So this is a story that I have been getting some information out to my news group, and I wanted to provide for the listeners of BBS Radio. And there is some information on that in some of the different articles I've linked at the bottom of the BBS Radio website. So I wanted to go into this article now a little bit on regarding the economy. And I've got some excerpts at the top of the BBS website at the top. That I kind of gives an overview of the keynotes regarding both the problem and the solution. And the first excerpt says that only when the public wises up with fierce, full-spectrum conscience will we flush the parasites. And again, that's one of the articles that I featured, you know, who the parasites are and how basically they're challenging the shift to a holistic healthcare system, the shift to the healing of the economy, healing all of our social, political, economic institutions. These organized parasitic forces, you might say, that are stripping the economy of equity, and the rich are getting richer, and the middle class and the mainstream are up against the wall right now and really wondering what kind of future we have. So this issue of how the public can rise up with fierce full-spectrum conscience, there's a link with that full-spectrum conscience with a new article I've got on 10-dimensional consciousness, which has some really interesting graphics and a correlation of what's going on within this DNA shift in the collective consciousness of humanity with the energies coming in on the 2012 timeline. In other words, our DNA is changing. The DNA is a transceiver. It both receives energies and transmits energies to maintain an energetic homeostasis in the body, which, you know, is optimal health. One of the reasons I talk about the Swedish flower pollen extract is because it's the source of the whole food chain is pollen, and the pollen extract is the nucleic material that is, like I say, you know, the whole food chain is based on that. And it is what the ancient Chinese considered, well, it's royal jelly. It's, you know, it's royal jelly, true royal jelly, is extremely powerful stuff. And this pollen extract is, the Swedish pollen extract. I went to Sweden and worked with the company there and became a distributor in the North America decades ago, and have continued to develop products and work with different companies, you know, supplying them. And I sold the distributorship rights to some of the largest health, nutrition, medical nutrition, sports nutrition companies in America. But I continue to supply the Swedish flower pollen extract. And the reason is because at this time in particular, I'm really interested in what's going on with the DNA of humans on the planet and how there's a lot of stress, but the pollen extract is an adaptogen. It helps the body achieve homeostasis and balance and adapt to stress. And at the same time, the pollen extract provides a rich source of RNA, DNA, to feed the repair of DNA. And, of course, you know, the DNA has to replicate itself, you know, as we, you know, every 7 years or how many, every cell in the body has to replicate itself. And the DNA is the blueprint. And so you provide essential micronutrients to feed the blueprint of the body. And the blueprint for your health is optimized. And, of course, royal jelly, if anyone knows the story of royal jelly, it's, you might say, the keynote to Bim Vigor and Vitality, or make a queen bee out of a worker bee. It's not genetics that makes a queen bee. It's royal jelly. A drone or a worker bee, and when they need a queen, is fed this from the time it's a larva, and it becomes a super bee, laying hundreds of thousands of eggs, living years longer, and extraordinarily fertile, which is a side effect I should mention. But at the same time, you know, I thought while we're on the subject of the accelerated change, which is stressful, and accelerated evolution of our institutions and civilization at this time, as is required by the energetic change and the accelerated change in the galactic energies and the energies of our solar system, as we fully enter the nexus, you might say, the heart of the Milky Way galaxy with this alignment, energetic alignment into 2012, which is well explained with graphics and in the different articles that I've linked on the website. So there's this process of we're evolving, our DNA evolving, and many people are getting more strands are evolving in their DNA, and this process, there's a lot of indigo children, star seeds, whatever you want to call them, they have more strands of their DNA, they have gifts, you might say, of the Holy Spirit, or what I sometimes refer to as effective sensory perception, ESP. There's nothing extra about it when you've got it, and there's a lot of souls coming in with this, with more evolved DNA in harmonic resonance with these energies, so that they're adapting. The civilization is adapting as their DNA adapts to the energetics. So this is the larger context. You might say the celestial solution to terrestrial problems. And this is something I thought would be really interesting to discuss from an economic perspective, what's going on with the economy. We typically don't think about it, but it's what we call the economy is actually understood as the economics of scarcity. And the economics of scarcity by nature conceals, wastes, and destroys abundance to maintain the scarcity that keeps prices, profit, and control high by those who own and control the economy. So this is one of the dynamics of scarcity economics, that the fruit of it is scarcity. And ultimate scarcity, you might say, is war, disease, death, and hell on the planet, which isn't a laughing matter, but it's part of the problem we're facing right now. A lot of our institutions no longer serve the purpose for which they were created. So many of our, under the Constitution, so many of our institutions, public institutions, have been privatized. And this has created a lot of scarcity, a lot of debt. And a lot of that debt has been socialized, and the public is paying for it in terms of taxes. So there's something really wrong with that picture. It's on a self-destruct course, and a lot of the problem is denial of the abundance, extraordinary abundance, that is now pressuring the economics of scarcity. For example, we've got scarcity economics with big oil and petrochemical, society and petrochemical drugs, big pharma. And at the same time, there's all kinds of free energy technologies that are being suppressed. You know, cars in Japan that are running on water. You know, you put your, you run out of water in your fuel tank and you put your water bottle in it. And previously I've had links on the website showing those cars that are in production. And they've had those cars in the United States, and there's actually websites that refer to this technology in the United States, but it's suppressed. It doesn't get any media attention. And it's the same thing with holistic healing systems. And specifically, the vision of how the information technology that we have in the world today, with databases and the Internet and interactive capabilities, it would make possible, as far as the healthcare system, what I refer to as self-perfecting definitive database standards for the holistic analysis, prevention, and treatment of disease. And this, again, you don't ever hear about this. There's no models of it out there. It's stringently suppressed because the vision of alone of how that would work. And I'll go through that quite simply. The way it works is that on a self-care basis is that anyone could go on the Internet and go to this website, and apparently Obama is putting billions of dollars into information technology for healthcare. Now, the real solution, he's not saying it, what it is, we're kind of kept in the dark, but a real solution, if he was going to do this correctly, and if there weren't powerful big pharma or medical industrial special interests suppressing it, what it would look like is that you'd be able to go to a website on the Internet, and you would be able to go through a gateway, you might say. You'd have different gateways that references your unique biochemical type, and that would be your blood type, which is also your metabolic type. Your metabolic type as far as your dominant recessive glands, dominant recessive chakras. Everyone has, with different blood types, has different metabolic type. This has been well researched with the three national medical libraries in Bethesda, Maryland, on blood type and metabolic type, and Dr. Richard and Laura Powers have pioneered that field. But the interesting story about that is that you could, everyone's biochemically unique. And so a healthcare modality should be, tailored to a person's unique biochemical, their biochemical uniqueness. So you would go through a gateway on the website, and regarding your blood type, your metabolic type. And once you know your metabolic type, you could look, once you know your blood type, you could go through, that gateway, and the metabolic type that corresponds to that would provide charts showing for your body type, your blood type, your metabolic type, which foods are ideal for your body type. Some people deal well with a vegetarian diet, but a lot of Germanic tribes and genetics, blood types that Europe, Northern America, Northern Europe are programmed in their genetics for meat and potatoes going back hundreds and hundreds, not thousands of years, because tubers are the only thing it would keep through the winter, and meat, protein, so that it's like genetically typed for that. And there's this understanding of which foods are ideal for your body type, and there's also could be, you know, with that information, which foods are ideal for you, optimal for you, then other aspects of your blood type, your metabolic type, regarding your lifestyle, that would correspond to what your body would, what is optimal for your health, your metabolic health, your health in general. There's some things that are common to all blood types, of course, but there are specific things that are really helpful to understand about what this metabolic individuality corresponds to. Now, from that information, once you go through your gateway on a website that would deal with your blood type or your metabolic type, you could go into a section that would ask for your current symptom profile. That, you know, if you've got a health problem. This is a self-care level. There's a physician care model I'll get into also, but on a self-care level, I mean, imagine being able to access a computer either at the library, if not your home, or even kiosks in a mall, you know, where you could access this information. For example, at a health food store, you could access this information, go in and go through the gateway on the kiosk or a computer, little terminal there, you know, in the corner of the health food store, go into the database for your metabolic type, and then look at different, you know, punch in your current symptom profile, and there would be a decision tree you could go through to give different information regarding your a health condition that you have, and it would cross-correlate it then in the database with more specific information and questions that would narrow it down even further to get then a pretty good general analysis of your condition on a self-care level. Again, this is just informed choice on a personal self-care level. And you would be able to get to see what is indicated is the problem, and then what is also indicated would work best, whether it be homeopathic, naturopathic, chiropractic, allopathic, whatever individual or eclectic modality, you know, would work best for, you know, that are indicated from the database. Now, a system like this ideally would be designed with a feedback loop so that whatever you did choose to do, the only obligation would be that you would contribute back to the database what results you got, you know, over a 36-hour period or a week or two-week period. To again make it more clear for your metabolic type what's working best, whether it be, like I say, nutritional or homeopathic, energetic, but on a self-care level, you know, vitamins, minerals, whatever seems to be working best, or if it's just diet or a combination of all of them. So if you did a combination of things and you got really good results, it would go back into the database, and so it, as the database expanded and more people used it, it would become what's called an empirical, self-perfecting system. It would become more obvious what needs attention for different health symptoms and what's working best. Now, that's, on a self-care level, is clearly a vision of healing the healthcare system, since about 95% of healthcare is self-care, what you do for yourself. And of course, a system like this, if you got serious symptoms like blood in the stool or something like that, or blood in the urine, then they would say, you know, the red flag would come up and say, you know, you really need to see a doctor, you know, a health professional with more in-depth diagnostics. So you have a physician care diagnostic system where people would be able to go into the a doctor that's certified in holistic protocols, a multi-phase or multi-perspective diagnostics. And that could include what's now known as ultramolecular medicine or electrodiagnostics, sometimes called electroacupuncture, that will actually do an energy field scan of the body in the different meridians, and there's different types and different systems out there that are using a combination of volt amp and galvanic skin response on your wrists, around your ankles and forehead. And a computer will actually challenge the energetics of the system with different frequencies, and with the biofeedback loop, then it will show which frequencies representing vitamins and minerals, homeopathics, you know, different modalities. And there's really sophisticated systems out there. Some of these systems are so advanced, and we're getting such phenomenal results in the United States that they were driven out of the United States, and they're operating in Europe. And you can go to seminars on cruise ships in international waters to learn about them, because the medical industrial complex in the United States has virtually outlawed them. That's another story, and I have firsthand experience with that. And I actually have a link on the website. When you read, if you click on that portion, I've got via regarding definitive database standards for the holistic analysis and prevention and treatment of disease. They'll go to a website which goes into this in more depth, and you can read my story and experiences with the electrodiagnostics. I've also had experience with iridology. I've had three holistic health centers, and in the second one, I worked a lot with iridology and photographing the iris of people's eyes and projecting it up onto the wall and having them look in a darkened room, look themselves in the eye and see where there's separation of tissue in the different parts of their eye and what organ systems that corresponds to. This is a very advanced system that was taught in the Harvard Medical School back in the 1920s, and they stopped teaching it simply because people could do it themselves. And at that time, the Rockefeller medical industrial complex was trying to create a monopoly, and they actually financed legislation to create a monopoly with allopathic medicine. And they financed about 1,100 medical schools across the country with pharmacology at the core of the curriculum, because Rockefeller virtually owned the drug companies back then, and was made this the new standard of medicine rather than natural, you know, naturopathic or holistic homeopathic medicine. They made those time proven standards as the alternative. They made allopathic medicine the standard, and we've seen what's happened now for almost 100 years. As that standard, you know, gross defects are obscuring actual gains. So, with the pandemics of degenerative diseases, that we treat the symptoms but don't treat the cause, and as we treat the symptoms with drugs, it makes the biological terrain of the body more toxic, and that creates more disease down the road. It's like the same thing with the economy, you know, where we're bailing out debt with debt, and it's going to create more problems down the road. So, obviously, whether we're talking about healing the economy or healing the body, we've got to clean up the debts. Whether you're referring to toxic debt, the debts that, you know, that the bankers keep talking about, that they have to have more taxpayer bailouts to clean up the toxic debt, or whether you're talking about in the healthcare system a way to basically detoxify the system. And, because if the biological terrain is toxic, then it creates an environment in which parasites, whether it's bacterial parasites or fungal or viral parasites, thrive. So, every healing crisis, you know, the body will try to throw off the toxic wastes. And if you want to basically heal the body, you've got to get the toxins out, because on a cellular level, if there's systemic toxicity, you can't get the nutrients in if you can't get the waste products out. That's common sense. Of course, we never hear about that as being the foundation of holistic health care and healing the healthcare system, but that's really the bottom line in the biological terrain. So this is the situation we're looking at. One of the reasons I'm encouraging the use of the Swedish pollen extract, and as I think about that, I meant to put a link up on the BBS Home webpage, and I'll do that after I get off the show today so you can get more information on the Swedish pollen extract. Or, like I say, there are some of the links in the articles below that have links to the page. Or you can just go there. You can write it down now. It's www.heartcom.org/pollenextract.htm. That's capital P and a capital E on the pollen extract, .htm. And I reference that as far as cleaning up the biological terrain and getting the toxic waste out, because the pollen extract does more to impact the glandular system and the immune system than any other nutrient concentrate in nature. And if you think about it, since that is the foundation of the food chain, and extremely concentrated micronutrients in these microscopic pollen grains. And this company in Sweden developed a way to extract these micronutrients without chemicals. They actually harvest the select pollens that have the ideal micronutrient profile for humans. They've researched this for 80 years now. They actually developed the science of pollenology, the Swedish company. And even archaeological dating with pollen husks, they find in archaeological digs down 15, 20 feet, and they can look under a microscope at the characteristics of the pollen grains and virtually tell from those characteristics very accurately how old that strata of dirt is that they're at. And they have researched in modern times and discovered ways to harvest these different select pollens and then extract the micronutrients from the microscopic pollen grains and then pre-digest that raw extract with live enzymes, so it's low molecular weight and easy to digest and non-allergenic. So these were the researchers that developed the original RAS tests, you know, for allergies, different pollens, different allergies. And they went on to this one company, a division focusing on developing the Swedish pollen extract, which some of you may have remember, a network marketing company back in the 80s that grew to be quite large with the Swedish pollen extract. It was called Cernitine America. And it grew so fast that the company that I was referring to in Sweden became the market leader in the Swedish Stock Exchange that year. It grew that fast. So there's quite a history behind this product in America. The reason you haven't heard about it too much, and it's not out there more, is because it's very expensive. And it's very potent, but compared to bee pollen is extremely cheap. And, of course, bee pollen is not the pollen extract. It's, you know, you're seeing mostly the nectar. And when you eat bee pollen, you don't digest the inside the husks of those microscopic pollen grains. You don't digest the nucleic material out. You don't get the royal jelly. You're just getting mostly nectar. And bee pollen is extremely allergenic to most people. Subclinically, if not clinically, it's got, you know, a lot of allergy factors in it. Just like people are allergic to pollen in the air, they take the bee pollen, and different pollens have a lot of allergy factors. But the Swedish pollen extract, the nucleic material, which is virtually royal jelly without the bees, it's not hypoallergenic. It's standardized pharmaceutical grade purity that's got low molecular weight because it's pre-digested with these live enzymes. So it's quite a story. I've been involved with it off and on with different companies, with different product lines I've developed for companies and developing marketing material, etc. In between my experience with different holistic health centers and working with clients with it over many years. So I want to reference that because as far as a practical solution for the RNA DNA changes and basically feeding your genetic blueprint with micronutrients that's going to optimize your adaptability to stress. And this is, again, pollen extract is considered an adaptogen, like ginseng is an adaptogen. and it feeds the glandular system and the immune system like no other micronutrients from the food chain, from nature. So they're phytonutrients, they're plant nutrients that really is the source of the plant kingdom or the and the food chain, which is this nucleic material, the RNA and DNA. And all these components are basically in a highly bioavailable form so that when you eat this stuff, the pollen extract, and assimilate it, a lot of people it's like rocket fuel in their system and they can't take it after dinner in the evening, or they're just wide awake, not like drinking coffee, but they're just not tired until 1-2 o'clock in the morning, and if they're reading or something and really into a book, there's just not the fatigue factor there. It's been huge product in sports nutrition. Cassius Clay trained on it, as well as a lot of world class power lifters and world class 10-meter, gold medalists in the Olympics, Julianne McNamara, Mary Lou Retton, their recovery time in the Olympics in gymnastics when they won the gold medal was dramatically improved. Their coach, Bella Corelli, who was the coach of the Nadia Comaneci and Olga Corbett in Europe, before he defected to the United States, they trained on the Swedish flower pollen extract also. So it's got quite a history as far as being a super nutrient for sports, stamina, endurance, recovery time. And like I say, it makes a queen out of a worker. So all you queens out there will love it. But in general. And when males take it, the only thing they have to worry about, since the pollen extract is really the male sperm of the plant kingdom, the only thing is you have to worry about you're going to have super fast swimmers, and your sperm count's going to go into orbit, so it's a side effect you have to worry about if that was a concern. A lot of women have taken it. I know over many years, different women studies with as a prenatal, women have taken this, and their children are born with extraordinary immune systems, just extraordinary immune systems. They usually have these really big eyes that are just like looking for, that expression, the wide open eyes, wide open, that are looking for love rather than these narrow beaks. It's kind of an interesting thing how it really affects the body, the immune system, and iridology, the eyes are the window of the soul, and how really large eyes that are just, really healthy and open, it's a marked thing that I've noticed. There's been many studies in Europe. A lot of these studies aren't recognized in the United States. I'm kind of getting into that thing on the pollen extract because it's a very practical way to address what's going on with dramatic changes in our bodies and dramatic stresses that are in our bodies, because the energies of our solar system with this alignment through 2012, it's a huge stressor of sorts. I've read a lot about this from a lot of perspectives on how our bodies are changing, and what it is the DNA is changing. And so if you provide the micronutrients to feed the genetic repair and the DNA rebuilding, then you're basically, the DNA is a tuning fork. It sets the energetic frequencies of health in the body, creates a force field resonance with the frequencies of health on a cellular level that are in resonant with the frequencies in the fields of Earth, the Earth fields. And our DNA is extremely adaptive. The one website link I gave goes into this thing of how the shift of energies as our solar system, with the precession of the equinox, has orbited, has gone through this its own shift of energies in relationship to the galaxies, that the whole evolution of humanity has followed. How this relates to consciousness in particular has followed a progression that is a function of galactic energies, which makes sense from a larger perspective. As I said, we're in the universe and the universe is in us. And these dynamics are in process. This harmonic resonance of our DNA is like a tuning fork. It's not only attuning to the larger energy fields of the Earth resonance, and celestial, terrestrial energies as they resonate on a cellular DNA level. But the DNA then establishes in a communication system with the other cells in the body. They now know this. They used to think that 90% of the DNA was junk DNA, but they now know that it's all related to this role as a transceiver, as a communication transceiver. And the more strands of DNA that are in some of these indigos and star children and different, that they're coming in with them, and there's people that are evolving more strands of DNA. So it's an interesting process that's going on, and I think spiritual practicality, is always looking to what you can do with healing, with color, light, food, and different lifestyle adjustments to basically be in harmony, not just within yourself, but in a larger context of the environment. And health is homeostasis; it's that balance energetically. And we shape our environments, and our environments then shape us. And there's the mental environment, and so environmental influences definitely affect us. Sorting through all the belief systems, or I call it BS sometimes, of institutional paradigm paralysis. There's just so much disinformation about in the mainstream media that's kind of trying to maintain the status quo and not really addressing core issues that once understood will demand change. Of big oil and big pharma and the big war of military industrial insanity and all that stuff. So it's happening from the inside out. Sometimes I tell people, it's like if you came in as a soul wanting interesting times, it doesn't get any better than this. And so there's just big drama in process. And you can read that article, and articles within that article. There's links within the article that goes into several really good in-depth articles on the economic problem. And and I like to position the concept of a practical solution with the understanding of not just healing, a practical model for healing the healthcare system, but also the communication system, because the communication system is like our cultural DNA. And there's now a way, and there's a link at the top of the BBS webpage, the program information on the show today, about direct mass-to-mass telecom and how that works and what that will look like. It goes into that with, you might say, a white paper or kind of an overview of what we all know what person-to-person communication is, but the ability for 1,000 or a million people to interact at the same time without creating noise, and how that would work, what that would look like, and how that cultural DNA will bypass, you might say, the mainstream parasite press, and they do a direct interactive information origination and evaluation process that will define mass-to-mass communications, you might say, as the next big thing in the computer internet revolution, after this whole evolutionary development from IBM, which was hardware, and Microsoft, which was software, and netware. So,
thanks for listening.
Anyway, enjoy. We'll catch you next show.
I hope you have enjoyed receiving this as much as I've enjoyed giving it. There's a new relationship with all humanity that is maturing with the new synchronicity of instant, everywhere, interactive, net reality. Cosmic love is the heart of this synchronicity. Tools and processes that empower the wisdom of cosmic love is the purpose of the Worldwide Love Foundation. The family of man is now making a quantum leap into a new consciousness as never before in history. Our awareness as humankind is expanding, and the Internet reflects that multidimensional expansion of consciousness into new realms of omniscience, omnipresence, and omnipotence in the power of cosmic love. This has huge implications. The more information we have, the greater the need to get it all in order. The more knowledge power we have, the greater the need for the wisdom of cosmic love. That should be common sense, and it's time to make common sense more common. If you agree that the American Revolution was huge for freedom and opportunity in the world, look what's happening to the whole world now. A new connection with cosmic love is positioning the golden rule, law, language for a golden age in our spirit, our minds, our hearts, and the soul of humanity. We're on the threshold of a global revolution that is awakening the angels of our better nature. Let's be honest and reason together. Cosmic love has always been the golden rule, law, language for every golden age in cosmic history. Some things don't change. Only the ability of the human mind to grasp the full implications of the world in which we now live. That has changed with the Internet, and like an adolescent who is not an adult yet, but not a child either, the Internet is now installed, operational, and ready to take our personal and planetary consciousness to the next level. That would be cosmic love, and the foundation principles for this is the Love Model, a universal law language interface for net reality that represents the five-dimensional intelligence that can fulfill a global revolution in higher consciousness. Check it out for yourself. See how it works. Consider the role you can play and how you can benefit. The sooner you get the vision of this cosmic love thing, the sooner you can profit from a wholly new economy that will transform all our social networks with extraordinary abundance of everything held sacred by free people worldwide. There is a new intelligence that is defining and refining humanity's evolutionary ascent. The higher the intelligence of universal cosmic love, the greater the results. The gateway to higher consciousness is, in fact, the language of consciousness. The five-dimensional intelligence that cosmic love frames in form and frequency, as in frequently. Once you get it, how the Holy Spirit of love and action can heal our individual and collective conscience, it will become self-evident how cosmic love can nurture and culture the net reality that brings a Holy Spirit to the collective consciousness of humanity. Love heals all, always has, always will. The more cosmic and universal the vision of love, the greater the results. Welcome to the opportunity. It's time to link the light workers who are love makers. The Internet now provides this opportunity for extraordinary synchronicity as will empower wisdom with cosmic love. Someone had to do it. Now you can. Network for the net worth of this new net reality. You have the vision now before you. What you do with it can change your world and the world at large. We are all co-creators in the cosmic scheme of cosmic love. The great spirit of great love is the great opportunity that genuine freedom gives all of us. Heaven knows that there is nothing more valuable than the vision of cosmic love that has found its time. Experience the Worldwide Love Foundation in your consciousness, being, and world. Care enough to share this vision of great opportunity. Step into the circle of global connection as you center and connect with the five-dimensional intelligence of cosmic love that provides the cultural DNA for a golden age on Earth. Miracles happen when cosmic love is conceived, believed, and achieved. You are that miracle when you become the cosmic love you want to see in the world. Own this vision as your own. Embrace the intrinsic virtue of cosmic love. Make the vow to do what you can because you can. Claim the victory for all mankind aspiring to live as kind men. Here's to winning from the beginning of a global revolution that will finish worldwide with the great experiment and representative government gave humanity with the American Revolution. Heaven on earth is virtually in your hands. Do you want the keys to the kingdom? Are you ready to assemble the components to the capstone of cosmic love vision? Discover the five-dimensional intelligence that will empower your own virtually untapped gifts and talents. Consider how you can make a difference, if not the difference. It's your life, your world. Take command. Give cosmic love the chance that you want for all mankind. Now you can. See for yourself. Do it for cosmic love, and heaven knows cosmic love will bless your life far beyond this one. Sooner or later, what goes around comes around. You can call that good karma, or the justice of cosmic law, or just the blessings of cosmic love. It's the same thing. The abundant life is born in abundant love. The more cosmic that love, the more abundant is your life. Personally, I can't think of anything better to do, and I hope you feel the same way. So keep in touch with cosmic love. It only gets better as you pay attention. This is how cosmic love works. Pay attention because attention pays in ways that make cosmic love the new currency for global peace and prosperity. Your attention is your consciousness. The next economy for planetary civilization will pay attention to the value of virtue, the virtue of cosmic love. The family of man and our global village must be connected to this one virtue. We must pay attention to the first principles of higher consciousness if we are to transcend the old paradigms of scarcity consciousness that scarcity economics has created. This is the whole point of cosmic love. We won't heal our personal and planetary problems with the same consciousness that created the problems. The best hope for humanity is the charity of goodwill among mankind. This is the charity of cosmic love in action. This is the Holy Spirit of cosmic love in man that raises mankind with loving kindness. I hope you appreciate this message and share it with others. That may be just your circle of influence with family and friends, or it may be every news group or blog on the internet where light workers and enlightened netizens, global citizens, hang out. By the grace of cosmic love, enough good people will do enough soon enough to quickly turn the tide of global consciousness from the paradigm of scarcity to the paradigm of abundance that cosmic love cultures. May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.
alien late last night. He said, why you humans always fuss and fight? Y'all look the same to me, so what's going on that crazy little planet that you come from? With fish, you had birds and trees, till the temperature went up just a few degrees. The ice started melting, then the land was all gone on that crazy little planet that you come from.
Hello, this is Wesley Snipes, and when I'm divinely inspired and spiritually motivated, I listen to Dr. Fred Bell in the Health and Sciences Show on BBSRadio.com. Tune in or be tuned out.
Hi, here's Jose Amigo from White House, and you're listening to the best music on the best radio station on the net, BBS Radio.
Hi, this is Brentwood from Legion of Love. Just letting you know you can now hear some of our new released and unreleased tracks on our website, legionoflove.com. You can also purchase our EPs, Gray Matter Tunes and Matters of the Heart, as well as all of our singles, including Shine a Light and Love is the Answer, at most major download sites. And of course, you can hear them on BBS Radio, the number one internet radio network in the world. Peace and love.
People ask Leo Kim why he wrote Healing the Rift, Bridging the Gap Between Science and Spirituality. He wrote it to empower you, to explain how you can discover the spiritual you, reveal your passions, realize your purpose, and find greater happiness in life. how to deal with death and illness of friends and loved ones, and to tell you about the healing mind, how changing your mind can and does change your brain, your health, and your life. Spiritual teachings, when merged with 21st century scientific teachings, will transform our lives. Leo Kim wanted to write in layman's terms for the non-scientists on what exciting benefits will occur in the 21st century when we heal the rift between science and spirituality. Buy Healing the Rift at bookstores, Amazon, or email him for a discounted copy at leo@healingtheriftbook.com.
Hi, everybody out there. This is Xenia Seberg. And who are you? Because I'm there no matter where you are, because this is Dr. Fred Bell's show on BBS Radio.
Health, Science, and Energy show on BBSRadio.com.
We'll make you sound better than you sound right now.
Well, that's a good thing. For me, it's like midnight here. I'm going to bed, which doesn't matter to you guys. Aren't you ready? Stay tuned.
Falling, falling for you. I'm falling, Bright Lights Pathfinders. We are all a bright light searching for the Pathfinder's way. Hello, I'm Kathy Cook, and I'm your host on Thursday evenings at 6 o'clock Pacific Time. That's 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. So listen up and tune in to Station 1 on BBSRadio.com. It's a positive power production. Unique perfection evolves. Exquisite feelings awaken. Producing passion style.
But they're not too much, too few. Wanna make sure my instinct's true. You won't summon me and I won't summon you. When you wanna say look my way, all you have to do is act politely. And I've been looking at you, you've been looking at me. And I've been trying to see what you're looking for. And you've been winking at me and I've been winking at you. And then you blow me a kiss and it wants some more. She had a beautiful waist, incredible taste, celebrity face, and she knew it. Voice, she charmed all of the boys, you came to making a choice, and she knew it, to it, yeah, yeah, she knew it, to it, yeah, right, right now. Sipping from your crystal glass, won't you come over and let me tap that? Made susceptible, making me say, whoa, oh, oh, you sending me vibes on a ride all up and down. Thinking this, saying that, matter of fact, you're spinning my head around. Ooh, I'm gonna get down on your easy street. Maybe your kind looking so fine, the vulnerability wanna meet, yeah. And I've been looking at you, you've been looking at me, and I've been trying to see what you looking. You've been winking at me and I've been winking at you. And then you blow me a kiss and I want some more. She had a beautiful waist, incredible taste, celebrity face, and she knew it. Had a beautiful voice and charmed all of the boys that came to making a choice. And she do it, do it, yeah. Turning me on, I wanna get down to get so close, yeah. Cause you were sending me vibes on a ride all up and down. Thinking this, saying that, matter of fact, you're spinning my head around. Ooh, I wanna get down on your easy street. Maybe your kind of look is so fine, no one that's confusing me. But I've been looking at you, you've been looking at me. What you looking for? And you've been winking at me, and I've been winking at you. And then you blow me a kiss, and I want some more. She had a beautiful waist, incredible taste, celebrity face, and she knew it. Had a beautiful voice, and charmed all of the boys that came to making a choice, and she do it to it, yeah. You, baby, I was taken aback. So what you mean by that? You barely know me. Come on, this is crazy. Look at the way that you dress. Why don't you just confess? You're obviously obsessed with love. You've been looking away. Don't know what to say, but we'll make it one day. Love, so fine. Come on and show me a sign that you want some of my love. You've been eating it up while you've been working it down. I can't separate myself from the sound of love. Yeah, the sound of love. Whoa, sound of love, yeah, yeah. choice and boys are drooling. Wasting, tasting, face you knew it. Voice and choice and boys are drooling.
What's up, peoples? This is The Worderer, and you can check out my flavor at TheWorderer.com. And I just love listening to the biggest internet radio network on the planet. You heard me? The planet. Yeah, BBS Radio. Because if it ain't mainstream, then it's gotta be on BBSRadio.com.
I can hear your whisper, awaken me. Beauty of an angel, color of a dream. And it feels like heaven, touching you this way. I saw forever as you began to see.
Hi, this is Marco May, and you're listening to my song Arabica from my album River of Soul. I would like to invite you to my website at marcome.com. You are now listening to BBS Radio. If it's not mainstream, it's on bbsradio.com, the number one internet radio network on the planet. Enjoy!
This is Bill Tiller of Tiller.org. You're listening to BBSRadio.com. Don't forget to tune in to The Infinite Consciousness with Eva Herr every Sunday at 7 p.m. Pacific Time. Enjoy.
Get my feet back on the ground. My friends all laughed at me. They said you'll never change. I wonder if they're laughing now. No reason why I can't do anything. No reason why I can't be what I wanna be. No reason why. Looking at the past I see, I've come a long, long way. And you know it wasn't always fun. But even if I knew I couldn't, I wouldn't change a thing. I've got my place out in the sun. No reason why I can't do anything. No reason why I can't do what I want to be. No reason why.
Donna Sebo publishes a popular, inspirational, and insightful newsletter filled with information about her upcoming guests, her travel schedule, seminar presentations, and upbeat articles to lighten up your life. You can subscribe to this free monthly newsletter by emailing her at donna@delphiinternational.com. That's donna@delphiinternational.com. You can also go to her website, www.delphiinternational.com, and review past publications. Keep in touch with Donna through this monthly publication. Again, her email address is donna@delphiinternational.com, and her website is www.delphiinternational.com.
In time, that's if you want. Italy, the new name in electronic music, presents his new album, Looking at the Stars. Check it out at www.vitalymusic.com and here at BBS Radio, engaging music for all listeners.
Hi, this is Marco May, and you're listening to the number one internet radio network on the planet, bbsradio.com.
Hello, this is Wesley Snipes. And when I want to get tuned in, tuned up, and not tuned out, I listen to Dr. Fred Bell. Health and Sciences show on BBSRadio.com. Mary had a little lamb, Mary had a little lamb, and went off to the Pleiades. Woo!
Hi, this is Derek Rydell, author of the new book, There's No Business Like Soul Business, and founder of EnlightenedEntertainer.com, and you are listening to BBS.
Houston, we have a problem.
State your problem.
Picking up transmission from Mars.
I got the power, you got the power, we got the power. I got the power, you got the power, we got the power.
Hello, this is Karen Tallcat Conley, psychic medium and creator of Tallcat Psychic 101, Mondays on Station 1. What if spirituality was meant to be surprising, chaotic, and joyful? What if God has an irreverent sense of humor? Can we communicate with and learn from non-physical beings? If we are psychic by design, then maybe big-time psychics aren't such a big deal. And hey, why are some psychics so darn weird? Psychic 101, navigate your way through New Age commercialism, keeping your humor in balance. Join me for amazing guests, informative discussions, and psychic readings by me, Karen Tallcat Conley. That's the second and fourth Monday, 6 p.m. PDT on Station 1, Psychic 101, no-nonsense wisdom, refreshingly real radio.
Prosperity, bound for glory records. Hey, let me introduce myself. My name Prize, babe. You looking kinda cute, hey. Look, you fine, say. Do me a favor, look. Won't you walk my way? Matter of fact, we could disappear to Friday. My money long pocket, so be. Plan. God bless me, I could buy everything. Don't get it twisted, cause I'm living by the scripture, ma. I'm in the spot, but I ain't getting tipsy, ma. And see this true face, nope, he ain't scared to see it. That he living celibate, trying to wait until he married. And yes, it gets difficult when he with shorty. God bless him with a different coat. So he just bought it, he that finding a wife. He find a good thing in the way they fit. I see your fam got some good genes, but you ain't gotta slow down, I don't mind chasing. Just listen and I'll hook you like my rhymes, babe. I met this little chick, dog, not long ago. She had me down, my round was like, dog, come on. See, I ain't lying, she was fine by her appearance, but the problem came in, cause the life she was living. I met this little chick, dog, not long ago. She had me down, my round was like, dog, come on. See, I ain't lying, she was fine by her appearance, but the problem came in, cause the life she was living. Baby, come to church with me. I'm like, baby, come to church with me. I'm like, baby, come to church with me. I'm like, baby, come to church with me. Nah, I can't lie, ma. See, I told you that you was fine, mom, but I've been conversing with God, seeking just to find out whether we meant to be or just meant to part. Cause if you ain't meant for me, then you ain't what I want. So I can't make my decisions based on your physical appearance when your soul ain't meant to be mended with my spirit. Yet I'm steady steering myself closer to you in our relationship. Now I focus on it too, so we back together like we'll last forever. We so perfect for each of us, like each of us need each other. But something in the back of my mind says not you. But I know that, cause for 4 years you've been my boo. So through all the fighting and fussing like it was nothing, see, you went to punching and I repent for the cussing. But we'd make up and break up like every night. Fuck shit, I jake up, there's something inside just ain't right. I met this little chick, dog, not long ago. She had me down, my round was like, yo, come on. See, I ain't lying, she was fine by her appearance, but the problem came in, cause the life she was living. I met this little chick, dog, not long ago. She had me down, my round was like, yo, come on. See, I ain't lying, she was fine by her appearance, but the problem came in, cause the life she was living. Baby, come to church with me. I'm like, baby, come to church with me. I'm like, baby, come to church with me. I'm like, baby, come to church with me. I remember the first day I met you. See, I let you know that I ain't your average. I mentioned it, that I am different, but I never pictured it would be like it is now. Seemed like I knew you for a lifetime, just a little child. It's been a little while since I saw you in person. Matter of fact, the last time I heard your voice was in church when you told me wasn't perfect. You messed up, won't fix it. Your speech had been twisted, attention gone, then you kissed me. And then I had to let it all go. My heart on paper, heard she rose, and I let it all flow. Cause I'm good people, church boy, feelings all see-through. Easy to get to my inner man, I'll take my kindness for weakness. Sweet like peaches, but bold in God like Jesus. But see, she's just perfect, feels like what I'm needing. But why she always leaving, make it hard to breathe in. I don't get it, man, so I discern it with my spirit, man. See, life worth living, man, I got it all but alone. See, money could buy a house, but love ain't a home. So I guess I'm homeless in each performance on stage. But I thank God, cause now I'm strong enough to say that we ain't meant to be. We ain't meant to be. Thank you.
Aye, there's the rub, that's the catch, the whole done deal, the whole shooting match. What can I say? What can I do? Wear a different hat or pull a disappearing act on you. Let it flow. I've got a green light. Hey baby, I'm good to go.
More to me.